A report out this week from Human Rights Watch calls the lethal injection methods used for executions in 36 states, quote, negligent. Here in California, questions about lethal injection have already led to a hold on executions pending a federal court hearing. From member station KQED, Judy Campbell reports.
In February, a federal judge halted the execution of convicted murderer Michael Morales until he could ensure the process didn't cause excessive pain. That decision reverberated across the country. Jamie Fellner is director of the U.S. program of Human Rights Watch.
It has pulled the cover off of what has really been a very secret process in the United States, the process by how we kill people.
Over the years, states have tried different ways of executing inmates. Each evolution in the method has been an attempt to eliminate something gruesome about it. Think back to hangings and bodies twitching at the end of a rope. After that, UC Berkeley Law Professor Franklin Zimmering says states tried to find more scientific methods, electrocution, gas, and then lethal injection.
Really, it was a Ronald Reagan idea. You go back and you find in 1973, Reagan saying, gee, it's no big deal when the vet comes out to put down a horse or a family pet. Why couldn't we have something like that?
The lethal injection procedure uses a massive dose of barbiturate to knock the inmate out. A second drug paralyzes all movements. The third stops his heart. Is it painless? Well, say a chief of anesthesiology were about to be executed.
I would want, in concept, this approach being used.
Ronald Miller heads anesthesiology at UC San Francisco. He says the amount of barbiturate used should put the prisoner far beyond any pain or discomfort.
The dose of thiopental they use should be more than adequate.
In fact, no one disputes that, given correctly, the three-drug cocktail should be a painless death. But the Human Rights Watch report suggests some inmates may not have been fully anesthetized when the painful heart-stopping drug was administered. And in some California executions, witnesses reported seeing chest movements long after breathing should have stopped. But it's hard for anyone to know exactly what happened because there's no doctor administering the drugs or monitoring the patients. That's different from putting a pet to sleep, the so-called humane procedure that lethal injection is based on. Michael Payne is a veterinary pharmacologist at UC Davis.
A veterinarian typically would monitor their vital signs, reflexes, heart rate, respiration, to ensure that the animal was unconscious.
In California, the people performing the execution are in another room behind one-way glass. The drugs are administered through long IV tubes that wind from behind a wall into the inmate's arm. Death penalty proponents say concerns about pain are idle speculation, not borne out by science. But at least one death penalty supporter is concerned about the procedure. The man who invented it. Dr. A.J. Chapman developed the original lethal injection protocol in the 70s. He says if eyewitness reports about problems are correct, it's probably because someone is doing something wrong.
Well, it sounds like the people that have been doing it, from the technical problems that I'm aware of, either haven't been trained properly or they're not the people who should be doing it.
Human Rights Watch wants a scientific review of lethal injection nationwide. California will scrutinize its own lethal injection method next week with evidentiary hearings in the case of Michael Morales. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.